In recent weeks, Maryland's expanded its ability to test for the coronavirus, adding drive-through testing stations around the state. And it awaits the use of the 500,000 test kits Governor Larry Hogan bought from South Korea. But it can take anywhere from 24 hours to 2 weeks to get the results back from one of those tests, and a lot can happen in that time. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports on one research lab at the University of Maryland School of Medicine that recently got $2.5 million from the state to run tests for the virus using robots.
Before the pandemic struck, Jacques Ravel, a professor of microbiology and immunology at the medical school, and his fellow scientists and lab technicians used a robot to study the makeup of skin swabs, stool samples, throat swabs.
We study the bacteria that lives on our body, and they're important to our biology, and they basically contribute to almost every aspect of our biology.
But now they've converted their lab and reprogrammed their robot to analyze test samples from patients suspected of having COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's a very fancy machine. It's a quite large piece of equipment, but they're all controlled by programs that we usually write. And so we had to reconfigure all our instrument to run the specific tasks that are needed to run the test.
They ran thousands of samples, Ravel says, to make sure the reprogrammed machine was accurately turning around the tests. And once the process was validated, Ravel says, they found that their one robot could produce multiple test results very quickly.
The robot can do 800, you know, at once. But then we start a new process every hour. So every hour we process 800 samples.
With the state's funding, he says, they bought more robots and hope to soon be able to run 20,000 tests a day. That's 40 times the number state labs can process in a day, says Charles Gishlar, a spokesman for the state health department. And it's vastly more than the commercial labs and other medical labs that are also running tests. But a lack of some supplies is creating a bottleneck in the lab process, Ravel says.
While the kits for testing are becoming a lot more available, and we can purchase them without too much problem, the sampling device, the swabs and the tubes, are becoming a big problem. There's a big shortage of those.
Gishlar from the State Health Department agrees that swabs are scarce. But that means many hospitals and labs are fighting for the same supplies, Ravel says, which is driving up the cost. And he points out some vendors are price gouging. But the researchers at Ravel's lab worked with others at the university's Department of Pathology and the University Hospital to get the process validated and regulated. So Ravel says he's hopeful and looking for more collaborations. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.